presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Good evening, or as Snow White said to the Seven Dwarfs, hello, 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 hello. Well, that's the high spot of tonight, so I'm sorry I haven't a clue. So let's move on to some of the low spots, who are Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And their opponents, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. And for our first round, we have a game called Good News and Bad News. Everybody knows it, and it's the round in which one team has to announce a piece of good news, and the others have to provide the accompanying bad news. We then go back to the first team, who have to see the good side, then over to the second team, who see the bad side, and then back, and so on, until we die of apathy. So we'll start with you, Willie Rushton.
Good news, there's a large party in the audience.
Bad news, she's Belgian.
Good news, she's brought a pound of Brussels sprouts for each of us.
Bad news, she's throwing them at us one by one.
Good news, her aim is fortunately Belgian and therefore appalling.
Ooh. Out of the EEC we go.
Gracious sir.
Bad news, one of the sprouts has hit the chairman.
The good news, the chairman of Just a Minute.
Good news!
Excellent. Grudgingly.
Yes, Tim, thank you for that. I think that's worth a mark.
Merciful relief.
Tim, will you start the next round?
The good news is the Bee Gees are having their trousers altered.
The bad news is they're having them made tighter.
Impossible.
The good news is they're still very big down under.
Yeah, well done, Willie. That puts your team streets ahead. Willie, your turn to start another one.
It quite often is.
Yes, well, go ahead. You're winning.
Good news. Reginald Bosanquet has got a new hairstyle.
The bad news is, it's not so much a hairstyle, it's more of a dead gerbil.
Good news is, it's not so much dead, it's just sleeping.
The bad news is, so is Rage.
Good news, he's still managing to read the news.
The bad news, it's next week's. The bad news is it's next week. This has been a recording.
We're not doing any more, Humphrey.
All right then, we'll let you have that one, Graham. But we won't let you start the next round.
Thank heaven for that.
Tim, you can start this one.
Oh, good news. They're making a new British musical.
The bad news is it's based on Holocaust.
Get out of that.
Good news, it's got a title, The Sound of Munich.
Oh, yes, I see.
The bad news is it's closed already. And even worse, they're making another new British musical.
Good news, it's based on the ever popular sinking of the Titanic.
That's the good news.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Bad news is it's called Sinking in the Rain.
Excellent.
Good news, they're doing it on ice.
Bad news, in the middle of the Atlantic.
Good news is it stars Rod Stewart.
Bad news is the sole survivor.
Yeah, I'll do that one, Barry. Level pegging now, and we go on to where the occasion where I introduce a round that's played at the end of the program in order to give the teams time to think now of silly names for people arriving at the politician's ball. Got that, teams? Politician's ball. Right. Now for a musical round. I want you to sing, teams, a snatch of grand opera from a selected passage accompanied by Colin Sell at the piano. We're going to start with you, Graham and Barry, just for a change.
Thank
you. I want you to sing something from the collection of knock-knock jokes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Avon.
Avon who?
Avon to be happy.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I am Yclept.
Armageddon.
Armageddon
who?
Armageddon sentimental over you. I shall
knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ammonia.
Ammonia who?
Notes made by appointment.
Close. Ammonia bird in a gilded cage.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sam. Not only Sam, but Janet.
Sam and Janet who?
Sam and Janet evening.
More, more. Very well, knock, knock.
Who's there?
I can hardly bring myself to tell you.
Through the letterbox.
Whale. Kipper. Welk.
Whale, Kipper, Welk. Who?
Whale, Kipper, welcome.
Away, you unbearably funny troll.
Oh.
Knock, knock.
All right, knock. Who's there?
M-A-B. It's a big horse.
M-A-B. It's a big horse. Who?
I thought you'd never ask. M-A-B. It's a big horse. I'm the lung.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who is there?
Paul.
Paul? Paul. Who?
Paul's after a bit. Done it.
It's certainly
no.
I'll give you 8 marks for that, minus five for interminability. And we go over now to Willie and Tim. Your lyric comes from a book of old Punch cartoons.
Sympathetic lady to old salt.
And when you went down for the third time, the whole of your past life flashed before your eyes, question mark.
Longshore Billy, I expect it did, Mum. But I had 'em shut at the time, so's I missed it. End of joke.
And then they wrote.
Nervous suit up.
I wish to marry your daughter, sir.
Parent bristling.
Well, me boy, hadn't you better see her mother first? Nervous suitor.
I have, sir, and... I still wish to marry your daughter.
What's it like being a castrati?
And then they wrote...
Wife!
I'm writing a paper on calendar reform. Oh, God! Do you know which pope it was that gave us our present calendar?
Husband.
precious. I thought the calendar always came from the grocer. For let us all start partying.
Oh, and the audience clearly thinks that you should have 8 marks too, so that's on now to the next game, which is the game we always used to play when we were children, Mornington Crescent. Yeah. No need to go into the rules, you all know them. Let's start this week with Willie Rushton.
Is it straight rules?
Straight rules, yes.
Absolutely. All right. North End Road.
Solid. What, with straight rules?
Solid, solid, solid opening, a solid opening.
White City.
Camden High Street.
Yeah,
Camden High Street.
Balls Pond Road.
Edgerton Crescent.
Where?
Where Frost lives.
Edgerton. Edgerton.
You call that living?
Googe Street.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Hollycroft Avenue.
Ho ho, that was a clue. Should have said ho ho.
Yeah,
Euston Road.
Yeah. Paradise Row.
Mornington Crescent.
Ah! Oh, oh. Sorry, partner.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, Willie, you led straight into that, I'm afraid. Still, very good.
You.
Marks go to Graham
so
and Barry.
Thank you.
That won a well-fought round, I thought. Let's go on now to Sounds Peculiar. And we play a sound effect, and teams, you have to identify it. Quite simple. Graham, we'll start with you. Here's your sound effect.
Well, you've given me one I know. It's a choice of two. It's either somebody making an attempt on the underwater xylophone record, or it's Esther Ranson cleaning her teeth. Only joking,
well,
Esther.
You can't have the choice of two. Which do you plump for?
The first one's too incredible.
Yes, the second one, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, well, the first one was right. Bad luck, Graham. Tim, here's yours.
Like, so it sounded like Rolf Harris exploiting another Aborigine to me.
It did rather,
it didn't
it?
Didn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Didn't
yes.
Think, huh?
Yes. Yes. You don't
Sorry,
get a mark for that.
They're in a world of their own, these days.
Damn good chairman.
Tim, here's your sound effect. Here's your sound effect, Tim Brooke Taylor.
Yes, I've got that record. It's quite clearly the Incredible Hulk pushing a butter mountain into a wine lake while the train is still standing on the platform. Or it could have been Rolf Harris exploiting another Aborigine.
Yes, indeed.
It is Rolf Harris. After that demonstration, Barry.
Yes.
Here's your sound effect. Is that all right? Do you want to hear it again?
No, it's too easy. I'm embarrassed. That it's too
well.
Too
well,
easy.
You never know.
It's Cyril Smith trying out a new shooting stick. I'm getting the wrong end as usual. Understandably. Or Rolf Harris exploiting the last available Aborigine.
Or indeed exploiting.
Very good, Barry. Well done. You got it wrong, but well done nonetheless. Willie Rushton,
you.
Here's your sound effect.
John Curry.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Oh, thank you.
And Willie Rushton. Willie Rushton, because he gave the shortest answer, wins that round. We go on to a round called Missed Hits. In other words, lesser known versions.
We'll announce the winners in reverse order.
Don't bring
order.
My secretary into this.
Lesser known versions of popular plays, films, and novels. And this is roughly speaking a free for all, but we'll start with Barry Cryer on this one. And we'll go in the usual order, but it's a free for all.
The retitling.
What, titles that didn't sort of work, really, is it? Is that your own nose, Hump? Oh, sorry. titles that didn't quite work. Bed Knobs and Hoovers.
Journey to the Centre of the Room.
Krakatoa, East of Sidcup.
Public Enemy Number 7.
Jump.
Sorry.
Oh!
I thought it was my turn.
It's a double feature.
I've seen your turn.
I was going to dial F for murder.
Bonnie and Claude.
Champion the Wonder Slug. That lovely southern drama, Gone with the Flatulence.
Guess who's coming for a sandwich?
38 Steps. Anne of 999 Days. That was a good one. And Tuesday, Bloody Tuesday.
Tarzan, Lord of the Upper Fifth. Could have been. Reasonable Expectations. Sinbad and the 40 people who might understandably have done something a little bit wrong if their environment was against them. Several other factors that ought to be taken into consideration.
I've run out, Hump.
Any advance?
Godzilla meets his accountant.
Right, we'll give that round to Tim. Very okay, good. Let's rush on to the next round, for heaven's sake.
Okay.
This is a round called Just a Minute. I'm going to give the teams a subject, and I then want them to talk on that subject for just 60 seconds. The others can then challenge if they feel that the person talking is not deviating, hesitating, or repeating himself. Tim Rochetta, I'd like you to start deviating, hesitating, and repeating yourself for 60 seconds on the subject of My Teddy Bear.
My teddy bear, has nothing at all to do with a laundrette. My teddy bear is called Teddy.
Challenge from Graham Garden.
Relevance.
Yes. That's a good one. And you have 45 seconds to talk about your teddy bear, Graham.
My teddy bear is irrelevant.
It's irrelevant, it's the old joke, isn't it? It's an elephant.
You're not going to penalise us for old jokes.
You lose a point, and Graham Garden, you continue.
Well,
you now have 50 seconds to talk about my teddy bear.
You'll have to wait while I eat this radish and put on my rubber suit, which combines hesitation, repetition, and deviation in a single sentence.
Challenge, there.
It's also quite exciting.
Correct challenge. Willie, you have 30 seconds to talk about my teddy bear.
Ah. Aha. The common market. Prunes in the common
challenge
market.
From Barry Cryer.
Relevance. He appeared to be yawning and saying common market at the same time.
No, I wasn't.
I'm not sure about that. Let's put it to the audience. Do you agree?
Yeah. Quite right.
Yes, they upheld your challenge, Barry. You have 45 seconds to talk about your teddy bear.
Oh, I thought the subject was my teddy bear. Oh,
challenge from Tim Brooke.
I thought that was smart, quick, no repetition, hesitation or deviation.
No, I won't uphold it. Barry, you can continue.
He's done it again. Hump, you've got to, you've got to play the game properly or not.
I agree with Tim.
So do I, but that's irrelevant.
Oh, very well.
Challenge from Willie Rushton, which was then challenged by Graham Garden.
Well, Tim said you either got to play the game properly
or quite.
Not, and he's not. So
no, he isn't.
It's a great choice.
I agree with Willie. I think that was a coaching point.
Okay, Willie, you have 1 second to talk about my teddy bear.
And that's just before the gardener's
Well, there's a lot of life left in that round, but now... The buzzer machine here was overheating, so we'd better go on. Ad-lib poem teams, now. Oh. You've got to make up a poem, as you know. Each team member must keep going till I press the buzzer, which, as you've already heard, sounds like that. And then a member of the opposing team takes over, and this goes on and on and on. Now, here's your first line, and we'll start with you, Tim.
Oh.
That'll teach you. Now.
You're very good.
My father's on the buses, my mother's on the pill.
My dog is in the fireplace, my budgie's on the sill. My doggie's name is Henry, but that is of no import.
He isn't very clever, but all he does is self-taught. He is a most amusing mutt. He runs along the lane and somersaults and does backflips, then does it all again. The villagers all marvel and say, what a doggy wonder.
He's got one quite extraordinary trick. It does sound quite like thunder. He's been on and sounds familiar. But the answer's always guessed.
He's been on. It's been on sounds unpleasant. And also on sounds best. That little doggy wonder is a marvel with his lips.
He's pretty good at dancing. You should see him shake his hips. He does back flips, as you've been told. Than anyone I know. He does bird impressions, and his best is, in fact, a crow. He also does amazing tricks upon a tabletop.
He does impressions of Columbo and many a TV cop, but his finest...
Too clever.
His finest impression is of an ordinary cat. And when I first heard him do it, I said, well, what do you think of that? I was sitting there quietly eating an ordinary ham sandwich. And I said to my dog, you've discovered the value of having a second language.
That'll do it.
Yes, brilliant, Barry. Pity you cheated. You don't get any marks for that.
I was going to say that.
Time that dog was put down.
We'll do another one. We'll do another one.
Well.
Willie Rushton, you're going to start this one. 'Twas dawn or sleepy Heidelberg, and the burgers were all asleep.
I'm trying to think of a dirty rhyme. And Strauss was doing things upstairs that would make an abbot weep. His symphony unfinished. His laundry all unwashed.
Unwashed?
It's good, that, isn't it?
Yes. And the abbot who was watching him was standing quite agoshed. All right, then, eating boonagoshed. They'd been out to an Indian restaurant in Heidelberg whose special dish that very day was all off, so they'd heard. Is that prawn vindaloo I spy? The abbot cried in wonder.
No, said Strauss, for it was he. There's been a tiny blunder. What was the dish?
Prawn vindaloo.
I was afraid it might have been. They call it prawn vindaloo, he cried amidst the merry banter.
And Strauss was so upset, he set off at a canter. Round and round the restaurant he ran, and then said, misreading, I'll have some banager. And the old chap...
What's banager?
It rhymes with manager.
Oh, yeah. So he dashed for the vinda, dashed for the loo, and then rang up the manager.
Right, teams, now it's time for you to announce your late arrivals at the politician's ball, please.
Would you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Ting Voter and their daughter Flo Ting Voter?
Would you welcome, please, the Norda family, Mr. and Mrs. Norda, and their little girl, Laura Norda.
Mrs. Thatcher and her man, Date. Is a date a fruit or a vegetable, I'll tell you in the morning.
Would you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Lement, and their father, Parliament, and their granny, mother of Parliament, and their well-endowed Chinese cousin, Hung Parliament.
Amazing who you see at parties. There's Enoch Powell and Black Rod.
Always a group here and squashed in the doorway. Dictator. Des Pot. Oligarchy. And his dog, Pluto, Krat.
He would.
Oh, aristocracy. Yes.
Yeah. Wish William.
Oh, dear, there's a flash in the doorway. Ah, that must be private member's bill.
Here, here's an interesting family duo. It's Norman St. John Stevens, and he wants you all to listen to his aunt's tonsil grunt.
Having done that, will you welcome, please, the Speaker of the House of Commons and his Scottish friend, Wal Sack.
With his friend, Scots Nat.
Mr. and Mrs. Tickle Broadcast and their daughter, Polly.
No. At this point, ladies and gentlemen...
I'm glad she could make it. Humph, working Madge Orety.
And our sister, I'm Min Orety.
There's one emerging now from Tinker Taylor. Very slowly.
It's got nothing to do with the game, though.
Could run into the news.
Let's do it.
Well, with the score like that, it's time that we say goodbye for this week, and we'll see you all again next time. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Geoffrey Perkins.